You're listening to Viewpoints, and our country is on the verge of a big change. Legalization of marijuana, a promise made by the Trudeau government, is now ever closer to becoming a reality. In fact, the first stores could open in September or October. Won't that be a sight to see? Here's the thing, though. Are we actually ready for it? That's a big question that certain groups in our country are asking. Or are we perhaps stumbling toward an improvised cart before the horse situation? We'll see how it all plays out. Here's an interesting example, though, an interesting wrinkle in this story. That there's a bit of a crazy patchwork going on of different rules and regulations and strategies and retail plans depending on what province you live in. There's really no uniformity to the way it's going to unfold. We know that the federal government in Ottawa passing a law to legalize it, yes, but of course responsibility for the implementation of it is up to the provinces to decide. And each one of them, as is often the case in our country, is deciding what they feel is best for them. In fact, province of Quebec, for example, just recently passing its legislation to make this legal in Quebec, and they've got their own take on how it's going to play out. Whether it's Alberta, BC, Ontario, Quebec, and on it goes, you're seeing a very different situation play out. My guest on the line in Toronto is a man who's thought a lot about this whole situation, Jeff Costin. He is a consultant at Navigator, and Navigator is a leading public strategy and communications firm in our country. Jeff put together a great article about, depending on what province you're in, you're going to find a very different landscape indeed once marijuana is legalized. Jeff, good to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
So I'm curious now what you make of this, because it really is fascinating. A lot of people out there listening might think, oh, you know, it's legalized, so it's going to be the same wherever I go. That is not the case at all, as you found out.
No, and it's not necessarily inconsistent with any major policy initiative, as is the case across Canada, usually when we deliver something big. And this is big. Canada will be the first major Western country to legalize cannabis on a national scale. But the local, the regional, the political and cultural factors that vary province to province will have a significant impact on how provincial governments regulate cannabis, specifically cannabis distribution. So we saw rightly, because it was a commitment early in his leadership, Prime Minister Trudeau and senior members of his government have very much been the face of cannabis legalization in Canada. But a lot of the nuts and bolts about how Canadians purchase cannabis will be handled at the provincial level. And I think we'll see a very wide range from some of the more liberal provinces, some looking to seize the more the economic benefits of legalization, and then some that are taking a little bit more of a cautious approach that this is, you know, legalization isn't something they necessarily asked for. So they're approaching from a harm reduction frame of mind, trying to ensure that this is happening anyway, and let's make sure it doesn't damage Canadians or doesn't damage people in their communities and how they see safe communities operating.
It is kind of fascinating, too, if we start to look at the individual provinces, Jeff. You know, you take a look at, let's say, Ontario and Quebec, which together have got, more than 20 million people, let's say 22 million people or so living in them. The vast majority, more than 50% of the Canadian population lives in those two provinces. And yet their laws are, you might say, more restrictive. The way the marijuana, the cannabis will be sold is more regulated than it is in Western Canada. It's kind of fascinating when you think about it. What are we going to see?
Yeah, we're only going to see 20 government-run stores in Quebec, which is an interesting approach considering that they already have, you can already purchase alcohol at corner stores. So it shows that there's more reservation amongst their population about legalization. In Ontario as well, it's a very cautious approach. It was largely devised by in part by Dr. Eric Hoskins, who is then the health minister, and he's a public health doctor by trade, so there's very much a harm reduction perspective. There will be up to 150 government-owned storefronts in Ontario, but only 40 in the first year. If you compare, that's less than, if you compare to Alberta, they'll have 250 licenses in the first year, and they only have a third of the population. So you can ask lots of Canadian high school students or Ontario high school students, they might know 50 cannabis dealers as is. So I think there is a perception that the 40 stores in the first year is going to be a limited amount of supply. It'll also be supplemented by online sales, and the storefronts, I think, will be, from what I've seen through the Ontario Cannabis Store, I think people will respond to them well. It's this system that's going to be run by Shopify. It's iPad based. You won't actually see the product. So I'm kind of picturing the Apple store meets the beer store.
We're talking to Jeff Costin on the line. He is a consultant with Navigator. They are a strategy and communications firm, and they've been looking at the whole issue of legalization of cannabis in our country. Jeff put together a really interesting piece about how, depending on what province you live in, you're going to have a very different retail landscape. And I want to touch on something you said there, which is really fascinating to me, that in Alberta, which is often considered the most conservative province in our country, they are going to have 250 different retailers that are going to open, and that is six times the number of storefronts that are expected in Ontario, even though Ontario's got three times the population. And similar in Quebec. You know, Quebec has got this reputation, Jeff, as you know, of being the most liberal province in Canada. You know, they've got, you know, really kind of whatever you want, anything goes. I mean, I'm from there, so I know this, and it's largely true. And yet, the government in Quebec has decided to adopt a much more restrictive approach, let's say, than we're going to see in British Columbia as well. And so this is going to be really interesting because it's going to have a direct effect on how people buy this stuff and I guess use this stuff, correct?
Correct. Yeah. And cannabis, it's an interesting issue on the political spectrum because it was advanced by liberals. Legalization was advanced by liberals nationally. It's generally seen as a liberal position to legalize or decriminalize drugs. But conservatives are also free market people. So the idea of having an overly restrictive retail model, I think, is off-putting for a lot of people. And we see that in Alberta, even though there's an NDP government in power, that they already have a very liberal approach to purchasing alcohol. So if you can buy alcohol at the grocery store, there's potentially an imbalance that the NDP government would have created by only selling it through government stores. So they wanted to navigate that, and to their credit, I think, wanted to not play to the type the way people would have expected them to act. And they realized that I think the private sector model in Alberta would enable the most vibrant legal market to best offset the black market that already exists. And the online sales will still be run through their government agency.
I can't emphasize enough, Jeff, that we are really entering new territory here, breaking new ground. Canadians have never been through this before. The federal government hasn't dealt with this before, the provinces. So we're really kind of trying to figure out how this is all going to work properly, effectively, and efficiently. And I guess there are going to be some approaches that don't work. There's going to have to be tweaking and recalibrating that goes on. I know there are a lot of cannabis advocates who are upset about the fact that edibles will stay illegal, at least for now, although that could change. You're talking about, you know, only 15 or 20 stores in Quebec and 40 in Ontario. At first, that seems like such a small number. So how do you think it's going to play out? Are we going to look at new strategies? Is it going to be expanded? Is this just the beginning of a much larger legalization and a much larger retail landscape?
So I think the approach taken by policymakers at both the federal and provincial level has generally been walk before you can run. This is going to be a significant enough undertaking. We're seeing they're not going to meet their initial timeline. They were hoping for July for implementation of a legal framework. So
right.
There are some things that are being put off. Edibles will not be legal within the first year. Of course, Canadians can make them themselves, but they will not be sold on the legal market. But a year down the line, that will be revisited, as they probably should be part of a legal market. I think a similar question comes into play with cannabis lounges. Right now, place of use regulations vary province to province, but generally speaking, they're quite restrictive. So if you can't consume cannabis in public and you're in a condominium or an apartment where your landlord or your condo board bans you from using it at home, then it's technically a legal product, but it's a legal product without a home. You really can't consume it anywhere, and that further drives it underground, I think, compromising some of the objectives with legalization.
My guest was Jeff Costin on the line. He's a consultant at Navigator. They're a communications firm. He put together this article all about the patchwork of pot policies, depending on which province you're in. Get ready, because it is coming.